This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app. Final hour this Wednesday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Come on in, stay a while. Gang's all here, including Fritzy, Ian Rappaport, NFL Network insider. I got a lot of questions to ask him about the Raiders, who let go their head coach and their GM last night, Dave Ziegler and Josh McDaniels. They're probably going to go to a backup quarterback now. I don't know if that'll be for the rest of the season, but Jimmy Garoppolo's time is running out in Las Vegas. 877-3DP-SHOW. Tyler's standing by to take your phone calls. Autograph calendars, they are almost sold out. If you want one for the holidays, Dan Patrick Show 2024 calendar is available at danpatrick.com. We spent a lot of time, first 2 hours, we talked some football with the trade deadline. The Niners got Chase Young. The Bears were reportedly interested in Chase Young. They instead went with Montez Sweat. Now, I don't know if, you know, the Niners kind of swooped in, took Chase Young, and then they reached out to the Commanders, the Bears did, to get Montez Sweat. I don't understand that move at all. Because you're not winning. You're bringing in a pretty good player, but you're bringing him in, and he's in the last year of his contract. Is he part of the rebuild? Because you're not winning anything anytime soon. Chase Young is going into a team that should be a whole lot better up front. Their sack rate is under 5%, which ranks 26th in the NFL. Might even be worse than that. I'm not even including the game against the Bengals. But San Francisco up front, there was supposed to be, that was going to lead the team. That defense, Bosa, Armstead, Javon Hargrave, they have fallen off the expectation level here. So there's three losses in a row. They're trying to bolster that defensive line and bringing in Chase Young. But Chase Young is in the fourth year of his deal. Washington didn't pick up his fifth-year option. And now you're getting, doesn't cost you a lot, maybe a half-year rental there. But Josh Dobbs went to the Vikings. I hope Josh Dobbs plays well because he played well for Arizona. Made them interesting, at least. And they weren't pushovers, as I think most of us thought. So now is Kyler Murray coming back? But Josh Dobbs goes to the Vikings. I think the Vikings can still be a playoff team, or at least a contender. Yes, Paulie.
If the Arizona Cardinals start Clayton Tune, a rookie, and get rid of Josh Dobbs, and continue to keep, let's say, the next 3 weeks, a healthy Kyler Murray on the bench, their organization is
tanking.
Okay.
But I don't think they're going to keep Kyler Murray out. I was told by somebody in the know that they're going to play Kyler Murray. Because, you know, you have polar opposites here. Kyler Murray wants to play, to keep his job there, whereas Arizona, do they want him to play? Because if they lose, then they can get the quarterback that they want. That coaching staff did not sign up Kyler Murray. And then I'm wondering, do you want Kyler Murray to be your quarterback? I still think Atlanta would be a great landing spot for him. With that team, with those weapons, that would be fun to watch. I think Arizona needs to move on from Kyler Murray if they can. Yes, Marvin.
And I think Atlanta's a really good spot because they'd be box office.
Like, they'd be fun.
Like, you know what? Hey, let's put them on Monday night. Let's just see what they have. And they'll have an early season Monday night football game or Sunday night football game.
I love Bijan Robinson, Pitts, Drake London. They have some pieces there. I don't know how good Arthur Smith is, but he's an offensive-minded head coach. You put Kyler in there because Desmond Ridder is not the answer. Yes, Marv?
Kyle Pitts.
I know.
He's got a – I'm not sure what to think about him because there's sometimes where he'll have a big game and the other time he'll just be non-existent.
I remember watching him in college and I thought, oh, my God. Like, whoever is going to draft him, and then he was a top-five pick. Now, granted, he hasn't had great quarterback play, but – And is that all that's keeping him back? But they have names, which is dangerous. Sometimes, hey, those guys should be good. I know who they are, as opposed to, I don't know that tight end's name with the Lions, but man, is he really good. Yeah, Paul.
Isn't Kyle Pitts the highest drafted tight end of all time?
Yes.
Vernon Davis was close, but like Kyle Pitts was supposed to be not a project, a sure thing.
Yeah.
A rookie of the year candidate.
Yes. Yes. Vernon Davis, what did he go like
Maryland?
Seventh? No, I know where he went. But was he like seventh or eighth that he was taken? By the way, if you're watching on Peacock, thank you. Download the app if you haven't done so. What was he, Paulie?
The sixth pick, Vernon Davis, of the 06 draft. He was pick number six. Kellen Winslow Jr.
The third.
Yeah, they're up there with the highest picks ever.
Is he still in prison, Kellen Winslow?
I don't know.
The second? Yeah, I'm not sure how long his sentence was. All right, poll question, Seton, for the final hour. We got some phone calls to get. Ian Rappaport will stop by as well. Rangers roll the Diamondbacks 11-7. They're up 3-1. Seton, what do you have for me?
Dan, we put up there, if these jobs were available, where would you want to coach? You have the Bears, the Raiders, and the Commanders.
Okay.
Right now, the Raiders are winning with about 41% of the vote. Bears in second, Commanders third, but it's pretty close. It's pretty close.
See, the Commanders feels like they're going to spend. The Bears, I don't think so. And the Raiders, I don't think so.
So, like, Commanders, you're basically just riding that new owner energy.
Yes, yes.
Right?
Yeah, it's like when you get in a new car and it has that new car smell.
Yeah.
And then it's going to wear off, and then it might smell differently.
Bears is like history, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's the Chicago Bears. Hey,
yeah.
Yeah, like a legacy franchise.
If you're the Bears, do you reach out to Jim Harbaugh?
If you're the Raiders, do you reach out to Jim Harbaugh?
Or have you already? It's difficult to get fired during the season. Yeah? Like, how bad is the job you're doing? And I know this gives you a head start here. And then I think if you're the Raiders, the last thing you want them to do then is go on a winning streak, and then you can't fire your coach because you're like, man, we're balling out here. We're playing well. Back to baseball. The Rangers have won 10 straight road playoff games, longest postseason road winning streak in baseball history. They hit for the cycle, the team cycle, in the second inning. They had a single, double, triple, and a home run in the same inning. And the last time that happened was Game 5 of the 1991 World Series with the Atlanta Braves.
Stat of the day, stat of the day.
Bop, bop. Bop,
bop. Stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes that
what?
Stat of the day.
Bop. Rangers can close it out tonight. You know, it's been tough for the World Series. First of all, it's not a marquee matchup. They had a game on a Friday night. They had a game on a Monday night. You had last night with Halloween. So you had Monday Night Football. You had Halloween, a game on a Friday night. And it's not an enticing matchup. It's a matchup that the local fan bases have really enjoyed and gone crazy over as far as showing up for these games. And that's all it is. You know, it's not the Fall Classic the way it once was. know, you can look for storylines here, but first game was wonderful. But, you know, you have to be a really diehard fan. And if you're a Ranger fan or a Diamondback fan, don't worry about national coverage, what people think of your team. Nobody's talking about it. I mean, look at the shows on Fox Sports 1. All of those shows that they have that talk sports, they don't even cover the World Series, and they carry the World Series. That tells you everything you need to know. And Fox Sports 1, they dictate what the programming is on those shows. They tell them what to cover. And you're not even covering the Fall Classic. So enjoy it. It's been an incredible run for both of these teams. The Rangers are the better team. Diamondbacks have been a great story. Enjoy it. You're not going to get the respect you deserve. Don't even ask for it. Just enjoy it. Arizona comes back. Great. Texas wins it tonight. Enjoy it. It's a World Series and you won it. Yes, Eden.
If those other shows are not covering the World Series, which is a massive property to own, that's a colossal failure on somebody's part. Because one of the things that a place like ESPN does best is surround the things that they own.
Yeah.
Is that everybody's talking about whatever they have going on, and that's why it feels like it's the biggest thing in the world. And that's why when, you know, they had hockey, it was doing pretty well, and then it completely disappeared for a handful of years, and then it came back, and it was like, hey, look it, we're back, hockey's back.
Normally, if you're carrying the game, then you would have your shows that lead into the game talk about it.
Yes.
And that hasn't been the case. Because those shows go heavy on football.
That's crazy.
They do not cover most. Well, Skip Bayless will cover the Lakers. But they do football for the most part. But you're not even covering baseball. And you're carrying it, which is surprising. And I know the ratings are bad. We knew they were going to be bad. They're going to be historically bad. It's okay. If I'm a Ranger fan, wear that championship, you know, shirt proudly. When's the parade if they happen to win this? Same with Arizona. You got there. You had 84 wins. It's a great story. All right. Let's see. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Let me see. Paulie had a Corey Seager question. He's the first shortstop to hit 3 home runs in a single World Series, by the way, in case you were wondering. All right, what is your Corey Seager question?
So I was spending a lot of money, spending a lot of time thinking about this. Corey Seager was a very good player for the Dodgers. Made a couple All-Star teams, Rookie of the Year. Not an MVP, you know, but a very good career with the Dodgers. Wins the title. He was World Series MVP and NLCS MVP for the Dodgers. Same year. That's great. If the Rangers win the World Series, I would almost bet that he's going to win World Series MVP again. With all the home runs he's got in the playoffs, et cetera, et cetera. He's an all-star the past 2 years, he had like 33 homers. I don't know if he's going to the Hall of Fame.
I don't think so.
No, but he's got a very good career. I think I would take Corey Seager's career if he wins MVP again over a lot of careers.
Would you take it over Mike Trout?
I would absolutely take it over Mike Trout. And I've thought about this.
Wow.
I thought about this because and I know this is not going to be popular, but I'm really competitive. I would love to win. Corey Seager is going to go down as a Dodger legend and maybe a Texas Rangers legend. He will maybe not get into the Baseball Hall of Fame, which is subjective, but he was directly responsible, if they win tonight, for 2 World Series wins. Directly responsible. He's going to have World Series MVP twice, and he'll be overlooked maybe, or this maybe sneaks him into the Hall, but you know, I would rather have Eli Manning's career.
Over whose?
Dan Marino. We talked about this before. It's just, I don't know. When I look at it, Mike Trout's going to walk around the rest of his life, and they're going to say, first ballot, there goes Mike Trout, one of the greatest hitters ever to walk the earth. However, he never played in big games, never did anything. Corey Seager's not going to have no regrets. He may not get invited to Cooperstown, but he will be.
You would take Eli Manning over Dan Marino.
Yes, and it's weird to say, but man, I want to be responsible for my team winning a title. 2 titles, even better. And Dan Marino is as high-end as it gets for an athlete to not win a title. He might be the ultimate athlete to not win a title. Because he's so good.
But then you're taking Julian Edelman over some Hall of Fame wide receivers, I'm guessing.
I'll take Julian Edelman over Calvin Johnson.
Randy Moss? He didn't have a ring, right?
He does not?
No, they lost to the Giants.
Yeah.
Would you take Julian Edelman's career over Randy Moss?
I would.
Oh, my God.
I know.
I don't think it's that crazy, actually. There's something to be said for winning. Winning is great.
I know.
Winning is awesome.
I know.
I don't think I'd ever regret not getting the Hall of Fame because that's a judgment of somebody else. But I think I would regret not getting a Super Bowl ring or a World Series title.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. And I just want to throw that out there. Corey Seager's probably going to be in this position in 24 hours.
Okay. A couple of phone calls in here. Let me see. Tyler in Portland. Hi, Tyler. What is on your mind today?
Hey, Dan.
Hey, Ty.
Dan, how you guys doing?
Good.
Hey, second-time caller, 6'2", 315, power and lifter build. my question for you is Packers. I'm a diehard Packer fan.
Oh, you're dying hard. You're dying hard for sure.
That's my question. What do you think? You think we're going to be rebuilding for a while, or you think they can get this turnaround in the next year?
Okay, it comes down to Jordan Love. You got to figure out if Jordan Love is going to be your guy. I was high on Jordan Love. I think the Packers thought they knew what they had in Jordan Love. I think the roster is a lot more talented than they're showing because I thought that they were going to be a playoff team this year. And be up there with Detroit. So I totally misread the Packers. And Jordan Love, right now, the favorite to lead the NFL in interceptions. If you said Jordan Love and Jimmy G, you would be correct. Jimmy G is not going to lead the NFL in interceptions because I don't think he's going to be playing as much as Jordan Love. Then it's Josh Allen, Sam Howell, Patrick Mahomes, and Mac Jones. Yes, Pauline.
Do you remember my preseason when we did hot takes? We had the hot take draft? I said Jordan Love would lead the NFC in touchdown passes.
Okay.
I should have just said lead the NFC in the category.
He'll lead. Yes.
I'm going to whiff on that one.
Let's see. Is it Shinel in California?
How you doing? Yeah, it's Shinel in California.
Yeah.
5'11", 235. How you guys doing this morning?
Good, good, good.
I was just giving you guys a call. I'm getting married this weekend on Saturday, and I plan on taking my wife, well, newly wife, golfing with me on Sunday, and I've been lying to her, telling her I'm shooting in the 90s, and I'm a plus 110. So I just wanted to see if I should keep lying to her, or should I tell her the truth before we go on Sunday?
Does your wife play golf?
Absolutely not. She does. She watches it sometimes with me, but never played.
You know what? Then I would sort of just go along with it with the scoring. Maybe she's not going to go, what did you get on that hole? And then you go, I had a triple. Oh, I don't know. I think you had a quad. Maybe. But you can't start out your marriage with a lie. If you're deceiving her about your golf score, plus you can find out more about somebody on a golf course than you can any other time. If I spend 4 hours on a golf course with you, I'm going to find out exactly who you are. If you are funny, interesting, you cheat at golf, like there's you're competitive, but you can't. Just tell your wife, you know what? I was trying to impress you, hon. And you know what? I have to be honest with you. I'm not that good a golfer. And then she's going to go, oh, honey, you're going to be in the you're still in the honeymoon phase. You can go get it done. Get it over with. Pull the Band-Aid off. Just say, I'm not any good at golf, honey. But I'm really good at loving you. Where my handicap.
You're more of a plus 110 on that, too, actually.
What, Marvin?
Dating usually starts off with a lie anyway, because you're not the real you. Like Chris Rock said, you're your representative. You're presenting the best version of you. And also, live with, you know, your potential husband or wife. Live with them first. That would be my suggestion. Because you're going to find out if you like them.
Yeah. Did anybody lie to start their relationship with their wives? Todd, did you fabricate anything?
I did not. I wasn't upfront about how difficult my mom can be, and she's a little wacky. Really, outside of that, you know,
knowing your mom, what you get. You should have told.
She means well. My mom puts that over everything that happens. She means well. Yes. So however crazy she makes everybody. Yes.
Anybody else? Maybe not tell the truth or full truth when they met their wives. Seton?
I don't think so. Okay. I don't think so. We were pretty right up front, shockingly up front about a lot of things right from the night we met. Like, so do you ever want to get married? Nope. You ever want to have kids? Nope. It's like, oh, okay, cool. You want to go get a beer? Yep. And it was almost exactly like that verbatim. So I don't know.
Marvin, did you deceive?
No, when I met her, I wasn't trying to marry her.
Oh.
Yeah, that's when you probably lie most.
No. Well, no. This was college when I met her.
Okay.
And I was in these streets heavy.
Wait, what are you talking about? Were you a Huggy Bear from Starsky and Hutch?
Streets.
In the streets?
All right, Urban Dictionary for you guys. So when somebody says they belong to the streets, they're single and they are man about town.
And they're right.
Yes. So they're single.
He was enjoying his single life.
Correct.
Is
right.
What he's saying.
So if you go on Urban Dictionary, you say, oh, someone belongs to the streets. That means you are single and you're ready to mingle.
Oh, God.
That's what that means.
I think Marvin's Urban Dictionary translator is pretty damn funny.
No cap.
Yeah. All right. In God, the streets.
Funny,
yeah, Paul.
Dan, I was also in the streets when I met my wife.
Yeah, me too. I was face down in the street is what I was.
I was more on the sidewalk, Dan. That's more of a sidewalk guy. When I met my wife because she told me how old she was and is quite a bit younger than me, I avoided how old I am during that night. The first we were talking, I'm 26. I'm at whatever. I go, oh, cool. I mean, you want another drink? And I just tried to avoid the topic. So I avoided.
Let's take a break. Ian Rappaport will join us coming up. Take a break back after this. What's your favorite part of Football Sunday? The game, friends, family, tailgating. How about football? How about food with football? King's Hawaiian Slider Sunday. The original Hawaiian sweet rolls, slider buns, pretzel slider buns. Soft, fluffy, irresistible, just like Fritzy. And they're so versatile, you can create any kind of slider for your football get-together. How about the barbecue bacon meatball sliders? Recipe inspiration? You can find it. It's being described as scrumptious. You can go to kingshawaiian.com. Now, what's on the barbecue bacon meatball sliders? Savory meatballs made from hickory smoked bacon, ground beef, sweet brown sugar barbecue sauce, then topped with cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, pickles, stacked on the OG, the original sweet rolls. Football Sundays. Nobody Sundays the way King's Hawaiian does. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth with NetSuite. You reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
The superbly versatile all-electric EQB from Mercedes-Benz. Impressively techy and surprisingly roomy with available seating for up to seven. Vehicle all-electric. Feeling all Mercedes. Learn more at MBUSA.com/EQB. Ian Rappaport, NFL Network, NFL.com Insider. And you can see him Monday through Friday on the Insiders at 1 Eastern. Also, Dolphins Chiefs airs Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Eastern exclusively on NFL Network. Ian, thanks for joining us. What's the deal that didn't get done yesterday?
Hi, sorry about that. The deal that didn't get done yesterday.
Anything close that didn't get done or you thought that there was talk about?
I would say there's not a lot that got close that didn't get done, because usually what happens is if a team is talking about it when you get to like Monday or Tuesday, usually those teams want to do a deal, right? I was a little surprised Hunter Renfro didn't go to the Saints. I thought there was a chance that might happen. Now, once the Monday deadline at 4 p.m. came up of players' contracts to be adjusted pre-trade, once that happened, then a deal wasn't going to happen. But I think that was one that I thought, I was maybe a little surprised that Denver or Minnesota didn't trade off any of their big pieces, but Denver won and kind of has like sneakily looked not bad the last couple weeks. And then the Vikings are at 500. So I understand why those deals didn't get done. But it was another deadline of us talking about some really big names, and then sometimes some other big names are the ones that ended up getting dealt.
Help me understand what Mark Davis and why he decided to make this move with his coaching staff.
Yeah, I mean, the coaching staff I can sort of understand. Josh McDaniels fired last night around 10:45 Eastern, around 7:45 local time. Then the news announced by the team, 1 a.m. Eastern time. The product was really bad. I mean, for a team that's like kind of talented, the product on the field was really bad. Jimmy Garoppolo played bad. The offense has been bad. I'm using the word bad a lot because it's bad. And I think that for the coaching staff makes sense. So what went into Mark Davis's decision is he's been having meetings over the course of the last week or so, dinners, meetings, et cetera, with some of the key team leaders, Davante Adams, Josh Jacobs, et cetera, and kind of getting an understanding of like the culture of the locker room, helping him inform his decision. Then it ended up, leading Josh McDaniels to get fired. I was a little more surprised that the general manager, Dave Ziegler, got fired. That to me was a little surprising, because usually GMs at least get to pick their a head coach. These guys kind of came in together, but this was the decision that was made, and that's, what Mark Davis went with, which is a clean house and starting over.
But did that impede them maybe making any moves? That the fact that you don't have a coach or a GM?
No. Now, this all happened. The actual news happened after the deadline yesterday, right? But obviously for Mark Davis, he knew that something may be going on. I would say for about a week or so, those in the building were like, this is bad, or something is not right. Okay, so like you knew something was happening. But it seemed to me that the reason they didn't trade, I guess Davante Adams would have been the big piece, although people called about Josh Jacobs, they called about Max Crosby. The reason why is that Mark Davis likes the players. And basically his choice was, I want to keep these players and win with these players. We just need a better coach and I guess general manager to do it. That was kind of the decision that he went through, and that's why it wasn't a fire sale.
How attractive is this job?
It's a head coaching job in the NFL. There are not a lot of those. It is a roster that has some talent, has some young talent. Definitely need a quarterback. I shouldn't say definitely. May need a quarterback. Aiden O'Connell is the rookie fourth rounder. He's going to start this week. he's pretty impressive, and there's some people that really, really, really like him. If he's the guy, if they find Kirk Cousins, whoever, then this is more attractive, right? But I would say, you know, it's attractive in that there's pieces. I think what you're asking is, does Mark Davis make it more unattractive, right? I mean, is that fair?
Yeah.
And I would say every owner wants to win very badly. Like, I understand, I think Mark Davis wanted to show more patience, but given with the product they showed on national TV, I understand why he did what he did with the coaching staff. Like, I don't think this is like a rash, non-thinking decision made by Mark Davis. I think it was a well thought out decision.
What's Brady's involvement with the Raiders?
If he has any involvement, and I have not heard that he does, then it is essentially as an informal, right? Because he's not an owner. He doesn't have a deal there. He's not able to sort of function on behalf of the team in any sense. Like, that, his ownership stake has not been approved, and it is not official, and it's not happening. I never was told by anyone I would trust that Mark Davis is leaning on him. I would be curious what he would have said for one of his favorite coaches being fired, but yeah. I never knew that Brady was consulted on this, and I'd never heard that his deal is done anyway.
Help me understand what's going on in Washington.
That one is a little sort of easier to grasp. I think for Josh Harris, the new owner, I think what he has wanted was the ability to have some resources, right? Now, obviously, the Commanders had two guys they could have paid. They had Chase Young. They had Montez Sweat. In the end, they decided that instead of paying both, which was never really going to happen, one was probably going to leave in free agency, get what amounts to a compensatory pick now, okay, for Chase Young. That makes sense. And then the Montez Sweat deal was just too good to pass up. Because if you're the Commanders, it's not just do I want to keep Montez Sweat. It's do I want to keep him plus $25 million or whatever it ends up being. So I have no idea whether or not Washington is going to need a quarterback for the future, but I know it's possible. And so basically what they did was say, we are going to say goodbye to two edges who we really like, but who are going to be very expensive. And we're going to get more picks in case we need to use them to go find a quarterback. And the fact that we have to start over from the ground up is okay. And obviously it calls into question, like, are there going to be some other people who are going to be starting over? Coaching staff, personnel, like, there's a lot of questions. And I think all those were already there, but it just kind of heightens those questions.
Ian Rappaport, NFL Network insider. What are the Bears doing?
So of all the things, this was the one, the Montez Sweat deal was the one that I think was the biggest curiosity. My personal opinion, which matters literally zero, with all due respect to myself, I kind of liked it, because what it was you put a little deposit in, a second round pick, and you get a great free agent for the future who will now, you will now pay, right? We've seen people do it in the past. Dave Gettleman did it for Leonard Williams. Everybody lost their mind. Turned out to be a great deal. He was a Pro Bowler for the Giants. That's what the Bears are hoping for. You pay a little bit now, you get Montez Sweat, who might not have signed there in free agency. No, would not have signed there in free agency. And you pay him, and you just add to a really good roster. It is not for everyone. Some people would rather just take your chance in free agency and have the second rounder. But you know what you are getting. You know that Montez Sweat is a good player. That's why, to me, that pick seems worth it.
If the Niners didn't lose three in a row, would they have traded for Chase Young?
The way they lost it, I would say that definitely contributed. You know what I mean? Like, the defense really struggling, not having the front end together with the back end and kind of giving up a bunch of points. Now, Joe Burrow's awesome, so, like, awesome. But some of the other losses, not as much. Definitely contributed. And I think for the 49ers, like, this is what the trade deadline is for, right? You have a team that's really good, who struggled a little bit, who's like, you know what? Instead of being all good, we need one. We need a little infusion of juice. Remember a couple years ago, the 49ers traded for Emmanuel Sanders, and he kind of like gave them that juice for the second half of the season. Like, I could kind of see Chase Young being that. Like, it's not like, okay, well, now they have an edge presence opposite Nick Bosa. They're good. It's not like that. It's just sometimes new energy and new talent helps everyone. I think that's what they're hoping for.
What's Arizona doing?
They're waiting for Kyler. So the Josh Dobbs deal made sense because he was probably going to be the backup. So you get a little pick for him, lets him go start. Totally fine. I think they want a look at their young quarterback, which they're going to get, Clayton Tune. And that's cool. And you're going to see him this week. And then Kyler either plays a little bit this week, possible, or doesn't, and just waits till next week. And at least Arizona gets a look at, do we have a backup quarterback for the future or not? The other thing is, Kyler's been practicing for, it'll be 3 weeks, and then it'll be 4 weeks before his start. So that's training camp. I think the most important thing for them is Kyler at 100% when he plays? And I think that's where he's going to be next week, assuming he starts.
Good to talk to you, as always. Know you're busy. Thanks for spending some time.
Absolutely, man. Take care.
That's Ian Rappaport, NFL Network, NFL.com, National Insider. And you can see the Chiefs and the Dolphins. Keep this in mind. Write it down, because that's 9:30 a.m. Eastern on Sunday from Frankfurt, Germany. James in Virginia joins us. Hi, James.
Oh, thank you for taking my call, brother. Happy Wednesday, DP, Dan Matt. Salute the Commanders, man. Oh, man, sell. It's just a fire sale in Washington, man. But I got to say, I can't be mad about it. Montez Sweat disappears sometimes in games, and they got a second rounder for him. Chase Young, man, he's like a maverick, man. He's a beast on the field, but he does his own thing. So, I mean, they weren't going to re-sign him because they didn't pick up the fifth-year option. I think the hardest thing about the Chase Young deal is the year they drafted Chase Young, they passed on Tua and Herbert. Yeah, they had Dwayne Haskins in the building, but Herbert and Tua are just A-plus quarterbacks. Speaking of the quarterback, I don't think that they should go after a dumpster dive veteran. I think they either got to stick with Sam Howell, because this guy can make the throws if they can protect him, or go for a rookie, if, like Rappaport was saying, trade up, maybe get some picks. But I do think if they are going to get rid of the coaching staff, I think that's apparent. The enemy should stay if they keep Howell, because the thing with Howell is, if you bring in another coordinator, that's three systems in 3 years, and that's a death sentence for quarterbacks, man. So, oh, man, I can't wait to see what happens. There's still 9 games left in the season. So, you know, I'm riding burgundy and gold, and I'll finish with this. It's not a lightning bolt that you had. It's a scar in the form of a lightning bolt for Harry Potter. I definitely say watch the movies, man. Love Harry Potter. Y'all have a great
Thank
day.
Thank you, James. Gentlemen. Thank you, James. Doesn't surprise me that he loves Harry Potter.
So much energy. I love that guy.
Oh, he's always glass half full. Yeah. Looking at the positives of the Commanders. Yes, Marvin.
That we got 10 games left?
Yeah.
That's 10 games to lose, possibly.
All right, we'll take a break. Last call for phone calls. We'll hear from Aaron Rodgers after this. I remember meeting a guy, and he was telling my daughters that his heart got broken. And my daughters were like, "Your what?" And he goes, "My heart." And they go, "I don't know what you mean." "No, my heart got broken." And then they eventually understood that he was saying his heart got broken. So every time I hear Keeper's heart, I think of this poor guy whose heart got broken. But your heart won't be broken when you have Keeper's heart. Segway, it's one of the best whiskeys you will find. Now, this is a combination of Irish and American whiskeys. Nobody had ever done it. But then there's nobody like the best distiller perhaps in the world, Brian Nation. He was part of Ireland's most famous whiskey company, came to the United States to make Keeper's heart. And they're winning awards. They just won the world's best Irish whiskey by the Tasting Alliance with their 10-year single malt. How about that? That's the best Irish whiskey by the Tasting Alliance with their 10-year single malt. Pick up a bottle in store today or buy online at keepersheartwhiskey.com. Use the promo code DP2023 for a $10 discount. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, we're Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio, every day, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. But here's the thing. We never have enough time to get to everything we want to get to.
And that's why we have a brand new podcast called Overpromised. You see, we're having so much fun in our two-hour show, we never get to everything. Honestly, because this guy is overpromising things we never have time for. Yeah, you blubber lips.
Blaming me. Well, you know what? It's called Overpromise. You should be good at it because you've been overpromising women for years.
Well, it's a Covino and Rich after show, and we want you to be a part of it. We're going to be talking sports, of course, but we're also going to talk life and relationships. Rich. And if Rich and I are arguing about something or we didn't have enough time, it will continue on our after show called Overpromised.
Well, if you don't get enough Covino and Rich, make sure you check out Overpromised and also Uncensored, by the way. So maybe we'll go at it even a little harder. It's going to be the best after show podcast of all time.
There you go. Overpromising. Perfect. And remember, you could see it on YouTube, but definitely join us. Listen to Overpromised with Covino and Rich on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Last call for phone calls, what we learn, what's in store tomorrow. Rangers Diamondbacks Game 5 could be the final game of the season. Bruce Bochy is going to the Hall of Fame, Texas manager. It's either World Series or bust. I mean, he's been incredible. Won, what, three World Series titles with the Giants, and now here on the doorstep of another one with the Texas Rangers. How many managers have won, and I know I'm ahead of myself, have won four World Series titles and not made it to the Hall of Fame? I'd be curious. But what he did with the Giants, and those Giants teams all seemed like each team was different. Like you had Kung Fu Panda. I mean, they had like these different kind of characters there. Baumgartner, you know, they just they had fun players. Timmy Lincecum. Tim Lincecum, it was a fascinating, fascinating career. He had, what, two or three great years. And you watch that windup and you go, that won't last. But while he's doing it, it was pretty impressive. And so Bruce Bochy and the Rangers on the doorstep of another World Series title. Yes, Paul?
If he gets four, he's tied with Joe Torre, modern era. There's no one in the modern era over four. You got to go back to like guys like Joe McCarthy, Casey Stengel, Connie Mack, and Joe Torre's got four.
And he's really well-liked. Bruce Bochy is well-liked in the baseball community. Writers, he's a wonderful guy to be around. And I think first time I ran at him was spring training in Arizona. walked into a bar, and we talked about how big his head was.
Almost exclusively.
Yeah. But he had an 8 head. So,
you know. I think you asked him if he took his hat off, could you put ice in
a 6-pack of beer in his?
And it was like a real discussion.
I just meet him, and I mean, he couldn't have been nicer. He was with the Padres. Kevin Towers was there, I think the GM. And I just remember he was at the bar, and walked up to him. We started talking, and somehow he got around how
Did
big.
Did you fit a 6-pack of beer in your hat?
Yeah, and I think he said yes. Yes.
How quickly did you get such a positive vibe from him where you felt like you could drop that on him so early and just meeting the guy?
Early. Spring training is loose. And he was there. You walk up. How you doing?
You got a giant head. I was wondering if I put a 6-pack.
I didn't say it like first thing. I mean, it was the second thing I said. Thing. I was like, hey, Skip, how are you? Man, you got a big head. Could I put a 6-pack in your hat?
Charming.
Final results of the poll question. We got this day in sports history. We got college football coming up tonight.
Dan, you got Ball State at Bowling Green. You have Kent State at Akron.
Okay.
I think you may have some more 1AA action.
Okay.
Mississippi Valley State at Bethune-Cookman.
Okay.
Keep an eye on that.
All right. Seton, final results of the poll question.
If these jobs were available, where would you want to coach? Right now, it's Raiders, Bears, and Commanders in that order. The funny thing about this poll question is that in the comments on Twitter, every single one of them apparently are hiring. Each one of these teams, Bears, Raiders, and Commanders, are hiring Jim Harbaugh.
Oh, okay.
But Harbaugh will likely land with the Redskins.
Aaron Rodgers was on McAfee's show yesterday, and I said as soon as Kirk Cousins blew out his Achilles, I said, I hope Aaron Rodgers reaches out to him. And Rodgers addressed that situation.
I actually got to talk to him on the phone yesterday. I really like Kirk, and I've competed against him over the years, and I have a lot of respect for him. And passed along, you know, all the information I could and let him know what's been working for me. Not sure what he ends up doing, but because the rehab's been great, because I feel so good, obviously, people have been interested in what I'm doing, and I've just been passing along what's been working for me. Obviously, I'm a big believer in Dr. Eletrosh, so that's the direction I'd probably point anybody to do. But, just depends on what they're willing to do and how much, you know, freedom they have to get out west. But definitely the type of surgery I did, I think, is going to be way more mainstream moving forward. It's not for everybody. It's not for every body type.
Yeah. You know, if I'm Kirk Cousins, sure. I'd certainly, you know, after you talk to Rodgers and then he tells, you know, him, this is my progress. I'm so far ahead of schedule. Now, Kirk Cousins isn't going to play the rest of this season. Aaron Rodgers might. And that may have something to do with what kind of surgery he elects or the procedure with his Achilles. There's no rush to get back. Rodgers, there's a rush to get back. Yeah, Pauline.
You know what's really awkward for the Vikings? Kirk Cousins was playing really good football when he got injured. If he was somehow playing bad football, it would make their decision in the offseason a lot easier.
You still hear his name being brought up with other teams. If he's healthy, I would be surprised that Minnesota moves on from him. He's really well-liked in that locker room. Falcons are expected to start Taylor Heinicke this weekend, per head coach Arthur Smith. All right. I don't think they have a starting quarterback. You know, Desmond Ridder, Taylor Heinicke, okay. They got to figure that out. Because you have these weapons, you got to get a quarterback. Pretty obvious. Nice commentary, Dan. Yeah. Thanks. I thought Todd was going to go, thanks, Dan.
Yeah. No, I was going to do something.
You could have. No, you could have.
I was going to talk about Heinicke. It sounds like a place you bring in your car if you're having a muffler issue.
Okay. Heinicke?
Yeah, there you go.
All right.
Bailed you out.
Thank you.
Yeah. I did bill you out.
Trip in Las Vegas. Hi, Trip. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Good morning, Trip.
Thank you. So I was able to go to a baseball game at Crappenburg State, and I had a quick recap for y'all.
Okay.
So the campus was jam-packed and overflowing. Okay. Most people rode in with the fudge shuttle. The team plays at Prairie Dogging Field, where the wind always blows out. The gift promotion was plunger night. The team was playing with a certain looseness after facing a hard elimination last game, which they squeezed one out. Their starting pitcher was known for dropping a nasty deuce. In the bottom of the fourth inning, the right fielder had to be replaced due to a warning track accident. In the seventh inning, pinch hitter Tommy Turtlehead was looking for a big blast. He just popped out. And then finally, in the top of the ninth, closer Mike Scott came in and wiped the backside of the lineup clean and slammed the lid shut for victory.
All right. Thank you, Tripp.
Creative. Well thought out.
Yeah, yeah. He had that written down.
Yeah. That is a week well spent.
Yes. Yeah. This day in sports history. Yeah. You know, his wife goes, "What are you doing, honey?" "Oh, I've been working on this project for a while." "Oh, is it work?" No, it's about Krappensburg State. Oh.
I thought you were going to fix that thing in the garage. Nah, I'll get to that.
I'll get around to that. All right, Paulie.
1913, Notre Dame defeated Army 35-13. It was the first time a forward pass was used as a weapon in a football game.
Mm.
Can you imagine the reaction that day? I always wish there was
a video. What are you guys doing?
It's got to be. Is there a replay? Okay, right on cue. Jacques Plante, 1959, for the Canadians. The first goalkeeper to wear a mask. Totally soft of Jacques Plante.
Jacques Plante.
Softy.
I wonder what the other goalies must have thought. Like, what are you doing, man?
Just take a puck to the face like the rest of
come
us.
Come on.
Old school.
All these guys who have scars all over their face. And Jacques Plante's wife probably said, "Hey, why don't you protect your face there?
You lose an eye, a bunch of teeth. What's the big deal?"
2010, the Giants won their first World Series since moving to California. Defeated the Rangers in five games.
Who made his Boston debut in 1950 on this day? Seton O'Connor? 1950? Boston?
I don't know.
What sport?
Oh, Bob Cousy?
Yes.
Hey. Sorry, I was thinking Red Sox for some reason.
It's like, Bob Cousy.
Why would they make their debut on November 1st?
Well, I was going to say Bobby Orr.
That's what I was thinking the whole time.
What We Learn, brought to you by Breeders' Cup World Championships at Santa Anita Park, coming up this weekend, November 3rd and 4th. The world's best thoroughbreds break from the starting gate. The 40th.
A lot of expectations for this youngster.
Breeders' Cup World Championship. Have a great day, everybody. Talk to you tomorrow.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.